Meet the characters.
6-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-8-
participated in missions for most of Earth's most important space agencies, such as NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, ESA, the European Space Agency, and Roscosmos, the Russian Federal Space Agency. She is a very brave and determined woman, always ready to face new challenges. Her interest is completely scientific, and she appears in the Guinness Book of Records for being the astronaut who has spent the longest amount of time in space. Now she is participating in an important mission destined for the asteroid B612, organized by the UXA, the United Kingdom Space Agency.
Neil, like her colleague Valentina, he is also a well-known astronaut. Neil is Valentina's faithful assistant. Apart from going on missions with her, he is one of the creators of the JAXA, the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency. He is a cautious, prudent man who adores his profession. Since he was a child, he wanted to be an astronaut, like his father, the famous Neil Armstrong, the first man to set foot on the moon. Right now, he is going with Valentina on the mission to the asteroid B612, organized by UXA, the United Kingdom Space Agency.
Captain Edwin Aldrin. He's the captain of the mission that takes the astronauts Valentina and Neil to the asteroid B612. From the command center of the space agency in which he works, at the UK Space Agency, he controls everything and makes sure everything is in place and that there are no problems. The appearance of the little prince causes a change to the roadmap and an interest in finding his friends. For this, it is necessary to travel from planet to planet with the little prince.
The little prince. He is, without a doubt, the protagonist of our story. The character is inspired by the one created by the French writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. The book he published in April 1943. It is about a child who travels from asteroid to asteroid and from planet to planet to have exciting adventures. The Little Prince goes in search of the three most relevant characters of the original novel by Saint-Exupéry. The flower, the snake, and the fox, since he has not heard from them in a long time. With the help of Valentina and Neil, he will find them and discover the problems they suffer on the planet in which they now live. The Little Prince is without a doubt the character that embodies freedom, innocence, and the desire to dream.
The Snake. He is one of the most complex characters in Saint-Exupéry's book. The snake is a very enigmatic being and dangerous. Unlike the character from the original book, the snake, in our version, lives on a small planet that has a big problem. Everything is made of plastic, which makes life very difficult. The fact that nobody has recycled the plastic and has been dumping it there indiscriminately has caused the planet to look like a big trash disposal container, and which makes even breeding difficult. Among the millions of plastic trash, the snake tries to survive, but it is very difficult to do so.
The Fox. This agile character, inspired by the original book by Saint-Exupéry, lives on a planet of medium size. An arid planet without trees, very dry and full of papers scattered about on the ground. All because no one reads there. Not a single being opens a book and lives the adventures that are narrated in there. The non-reading on this planet makes the fox one of its inhabitants. Very bored and unimaginative. Time does not make sense to him anymore since he does not know how to use it.
The Flower. It inhabits the largest planet visited by the Little Prince. In our version, the flower is just as beautiful, perfumed, and elegant as the original book by Saint-Exupéry. but it lives trapped by the abusive use of mobile phones and the misuse of social networks. The flower spends its days exclusively on its phone and the endless applications on it, without even realizing that this makes it lonely and sad. The flower lives on a planet full of antennae and communication towers, and has little interaction with any of the other beings that live there.